All right, time for a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do.
Maybe we should just out and say, hey, be suspicious if someone you meet online asks you for money.
Yes, that's as a rule of thumb.
That's the blanket. That's the blanket that we're going to lay right now, because if you can manage to make it through the day without sending $6,700 to an astronaut trapped in space, then you're doing okay.
Granted, that sounds like a pickle. And you want to be a helpful person.
Yeah. Granny there in Japan in her 80s.
Dang it.
Yep.
It's always granny.
So she started talking to a guy on social media. Get it, granny?
Sure.
Claimed he was an astronaut. So, you know, maybe a red flag there, but, you know, she continued talking.
Like, well, that's an interesting job. Tell
and
me
that's
more.
That's right. Tell me more. Developed feelings.
Yeah.
Oh. Then he dropped the hammer on her one day. Said, granny.
Yeah.
Gotta be honest.
Uh-oh.
I'm in trouble.
Oh, no.
I am in space on a spaceship.
Oh, boy.
And I'm under attack.
Under attack?
And I need oxygen.
Oh.
That's the story he went with.
This sounds dire.
And granny said, say no more, fam. Tell me where to send the check.
Send you money to go to the oxygen store in space and buy more? What is our thinking?
Yeah. He said he needed money for oxygen. So she was like, will $6,700 do? And he said, I guess for now.
I guess for now. That might buy me another 24 hours.
That might buy me a couple more hours. So, yeah.
This is literally out of this world.
I know.
Like, so, of all of the ones I've heard
once
lately.
Again, let's go ahead and say, be suspicious if someone you meet online asks for money. Or if they're texting you or messaging you from outer space.
Which, by the way, ask who, what kind of cell coverage they've got.
I mean, I would imagine it's probably pretty good because they're right next to the satellite that you're bouncing it off
of,
right?
Like super service up
there. Yeah, right?
Wow. So, I'm reading, more than 64,000 Americans, now this one was in Japan, were taken for over $1 billion in romance scams.
Well,
in just 1 year.
I got to be honest, this was a unique one.
I have not heard of,
an astronaut trapped in space under attack who needs oxygen.
Yes.
So you
that
need to send
very
him
dire.
Money.
Yeah. That sounds very, very dark. Now, and recently we just had, there was another woman that was scammed out of like $81,000 because she thought she was in love with a soap star.
Yeah, you hear that all the time.
Told her that he lost everything in the Palisades fire. And they're using, like, it was AI video. Like, he was getting video messages from her. So she legit, and it looks like you can look at the mouth. And, like, if you are a discerning eye, you can kind of start to tell when these AI you know, videos are fake. But it's good enough to fool a lot of people. So and it's been, like, they actually showed Steve Burton, the actual, he's on General Hospital, been on there for a long time, showed him this video, and he's just, man, yeah. Like, nope, it's not me. And he says, people come to his appearances all the time and look at him like, we've had this relationship for a couple of years. How do you not recognize
Listen,
me?
Let's just again say, no one is going, no celebrity is going to reach out and ask you for money.
Or astronaut.
Or astronaut. All right, there you go. That's your setting the bar story.
Oh, man.
99.7 DJX.